Hello.
Hi, is this Jack?
Yes.
Hi, Jack. My name is Sarah. I'm calling from Family First Home Care. I received your contact number from a caregiver of ours, Randolph Jones.
Yes.
And he tells me that you might be interested in getting some services for your mother and being a caregiver for her. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So the way it works is this. She hasn't gone through any kind of assessment process or anything yet, right?
No.
Okay. So in Pennsylvania, she will need to go through three assessments with the state. There is
Okay.
a financial assessment. They need to know that she makes less than $2,900 a month in income. And now
Okay.
this is her personal income, so whatever she personally gets from Social Security or pensions or anything cannot exceed $2,900, so it doesn't include the household. And then
Okay.
if is she married or single?
Widow.
Widowed. Okay, so she can have up to $8,000 in cash resources in the bank also. Do you have her name and date of birth? I can pull up her insurance and review what your next steps would be.
Yes, Patricia Jackson. Patricia Ann Jackson.
Okay. And her birthday?
Her birthday is 9/21/1950.
1950.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so she currently has an inactive status on her Medicaid. So usually what that means is that she has Medicare and she had no need for a managed care option through Medicaid because Medicare covered all of her health care needs up until this point though, because Medicare does not cover for home care services. So we will need to just add a waiver onto her Medicare to cover the home care services. And I'm going to give you the phone number to call, set up her first assessment. It's to the independent enrollment broker for the state. And when you call them, all you're going to you need to call with your mom because they will want to speak to her. And all you're going to say is that you need to set up your first assessment, and they will give you a date with a 2-hour window of time that they're going to come out and do that. And someone from our enrollment department will reach out to get that information from you later today or tomorrow. But so that we can follow up, make sure the state showed up and did everything they were supposed to do, get status updates, and help you get the approval, the paperwork over to them for the approval.
Okay, one question. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Would you be able to call her and she can write everything down for, because
Of
I don't have no
course.
pen or nothing.
Of course. What is her number?
484-483-8495.
Okay, and do you have your mom's address?
3337 Township Line Road, Chester, Pennsylvania.
Okay. All right, Jack. So I am going to send this over to enrollment. They'll reach out to speak to your mom and give her all the details. And I look forward to working with you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye
Bye
bye.
bye. Bye bye.